I'd like to welcome you back to All Das Daf in Practice series. In the mid-18th century, with the introduction and popularization of umbrellas in Europe, the poskim began to struggle about the halachic status of an umbrella in terms of Hilcha Shabbos. Is it okay to open an umbrella on Shabbos? And even if you would say it may be a problem to open the umbrella on Shabbos, would there be a problem of using an umbrella that was already opened from before Shabbos? Obviously, carrying outside, you would have to have an Erev, but assuming you would have an Erev, would it be okay to use an umbrella outside on Shabbos? Would you be allowed to open an umbrella on Shabbos? So all the poskim that discuss this issue point to a Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Towards the top of the Gemara in Amud Aleph, the Gemara refers to a certain chair, a kisei traskel, which simply translated would be a folding chair. And the Gemara says it's not a problem, you're allowed to open it, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. What would the potential issue be? There'd be a problem of ohel. As this parak we began yesterday's in Daf, Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Zayinim Abayz, we're discussing the problem of making an ohel on Shabbos. An ohel of making a tent, making a covering, could be a tolda of bona, could be an issur d'oraisa, but if you have an ohel arai, perhaps it's only d'rabbanan. If it's temporary, perhaps only d'rabbanan. But our Gemara says that a folding chair is mutter. You're allowed to open it up on Shabbos, even though you're creating this tent, you're creating this canopy over the airspace beneath the chair. And Rashi explains, why is it that this folding chair, you're allowed to open it? Rashi says, because it's already avid v'kai, it's already made, it already exists, it was just folded up. When you unfold the chair, you're not creating a new ohel, and therefore you're allowed to open up this folding chair on Shabbos. And therefore many poskim feel that it would be appropriate to compare an umbrella to this folding chair. Everything's already in place, it's already on its hinges, you're just opening it up, you're not creating anything new. It's similar to the folding chair, you would be allowed to open up an umbrella. However, the Noda B'Yehuda, one of the first poskim to address in a lengthy tshuva on the topic of umbrellas, he argues that that's a misunderstanding of Rashi, that's a misunderstanding of our Gemara. The reason why this folding chair you're allowed to open is because I'm not interested in the airspace under the chair. I'm not interested in that which the chair is covering. That's why it's okay. When you're opening an umbrella, the reason why you open the umbrella is in order to protect you, it's in order to cover you, and therefore, it would be a problem. However, the truth is, and many poskim argue on this Noda B'Yehuda, many poskim argue that that's the reason why you're allowed to open up the canopy on top of a baby carriage, is because the canopy is already on its hinges, it already has a tract which it's able to open and close on, and that's similar to a folding chair, even though it's meant to protect. But regardless, the consensus, the nearly universal consensus of the poskim is that one should not use an umbrella on Shabbos. Even if it was opened up from before Shabbos, still, you wouldn't be allowed to use an umbrella on Shabbos. And that's most explicitly spoken out by the Chazon Ish, as well as many other contemporary poskim as well, Shemir Shabbos Kol Chaso, and others, that regardless about whether, in purely formal halachic reasoning, it could be okay or not, there's a problem of what would be called, of the Dechol, or Av Shemilsa, or even more than that. As Rosh Hechter explained, he wrote a tshuva on the topic of a woman wearing tefillin. And Rosh Hechter explains that there are certain activities which are associated with those who are poritz geder, with those that break down barriers, don't accept rabbinic authority. Historically, using umbrellas on Shabbos were associated with those who are breaking out of the Orthodox community. And therefore, there's an understanding, and there was a practice that developed, and among all Orthodox Jews, we do not use umbrellas on Shabbos, regardless about whether in the formal halachic reasoning it would be okay or not.